ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट 25। ओम नमो भगवते महापुरुषाय महानुभावाय महाविभूतिपतये सकल सात्वत परिब्रूढ़ निकरकर कमल कुटमलो उपलालित चरणारविंद जुगल परमेष्टि नमस्ते। Somebody can chant or I can just repeat. Okay. ओम नमो भगवते महापुरुषाय महानुभावाय महाविभूतिपतये सकल सात्वत परिब्रूढ़ निकरकर कमल कुटमलो उपलालित चरणारविंद जुगल परमेष्टि नमस्ते। So this is a mantra. The word meaning is like that. Om, O Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namaha, respectful obeisances. Bhagavate, unto you, the Lord who are full in six opulences. Mahapurushaya, the supreme enjoyer. Mahanubhavaya, the most perfect realized soul or the super soul. Mahavibhutipataye, the master of all mystic power. Sakala sattvata paribridha, of all the best devotees. Nikara, of the multitude. Kara kamala, of the lotus hands. Kudmala, by the buds. Upalalita, sard. Saranaravinda jugala, whose two lotus feet. Parama, topmost. Paramesthina, who are situated in the spiritual planet. Namahate, respectful obeisances unto you. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. O Transcendental Lord, who are situated in the topmost planet of the spiritual world, your two lotus feet are always massaged by a multitude of the best devotees with their lotus bud hands. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, complete in six opulences. You are the Supreme Person mentioned in the Purusha Sukta prayers. You are the most perfect, self-realized master of all mystic power. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. It is said that the absolute truth is one, but is manifested in three different features, as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. The previous verse described the Brahman and Paramatma features of the Absolute Truth. Now this prayer is offered in Bhakti Yoga to the absolute supreme person. The words used in this regard are sakala sattvata paribridha. The word sattvata means devotees and sakala means altogether. The devotees who also have lotus feet serve the lotus feet of the Lord with their lotus hands. The devotees may sometimes not be competent to serve the lotus feet of the Lord, and therefore the Lord is addressed as Parama Parameshti. He is the supreme person, yet he is very kind to the devotees. No one is competent to serve the Lord, but even if a devotee is not competent, the merciful Lord accepts the humble attempt of the devotee. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhirunvilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namong Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Vali Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, this part of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the character of Chitrakut Maharaj is described, we can see how the Lord is so merciful upon the devotees. Chitrakutu Maharaj was a king having millions of wives. But we don't know, for somehow or other, by his quality, he can draw the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So much so that the Lord himself arranged for his coming back to Godhead. He sent his devotees first, Angira Muni. Angira Muni came to preach King Chitraketu, but at that time he was not in a position to accept any lesson. He was very much intends to get a son. So Angira Muni tried his best, but he said, no, now this is not the stage, it's not happening. So then he explained the merits and demerits, and he blessed him for a son. And he knows that his son will be staying there for only for a few times. So when Chitrakut Maharaj gets a son, he becomes so happy, and he make a huge festival. And then after few years, when the son was poisoned by the other wives and he died, then the misery that happened, maybe 100 times more than the happiness he got. This is what we are always experiencing in the material world. We are all trying to get some opulence, somehow or other, by using our talent, by doing some kind of labor, any kind of things, we want to accumulate some wealth. With so much hardship, so much labor, we are getting some wealth and we are becoming happy just by getting it. Actually, we are thinking we are happy, but the moment we got the wealth, we will be in full of tension. How to keep it? How to protect it? How to protect it from the thieves? How to protect it from the governments? Somehow or other. And whatever happiness we are getting, to get it and keep it, if somehow or other it got stolen or lost, the amount of misery you will get, that will be much more than the happiness you get. Always we are experiencing that. So same thing happened to Chitra Ketu Maharaj. Now the expert preacher Angira Muni, he knows that this thing will happen and I should go second time there. It is say, that is a saying that strike the iron when it is hot. So the expert preachers, they know how the preaching will work. It will affect. So he came second time when they are totally in full of sorrow and they are crying like anything. All family members crying, whole citizens they are crying. So Angira Muni arrived. He didn't come alone. He brought Naraji with him. This time he planned that the things will work. So he brought the Acharya Naraji with him. And then they started to preach him, but in so much disaster, they are not prepared to listen. So Naraji, by his potency, he brought back the dead son into life. And that dead son, he sat down and started speaking. Naraji said, why you are going? Your father, mother, they are crying. You should stay with them. They are becoming so unhappy. So then the son started speaking, dead son. And when they heard from his mouth, then real vairagya starts. They said, it's too much, it's nothing. We are crying so much for him, but he has no interest. He has no interest. So then all these wives, they also feel what they have done, and they went to do the atonement. And Chitraketu Maharaj also went to Jamuna, took bath, and now he is totally in renounced shudder. So that is the proper situation to give some spiritual instruction. So Narad Muni immediately took that opportunity when Chitraketu Maharaj was fully renounced, and somehow or other he wanted to come out from the clutches of the materialistic household affairs and all that, kingship. And when he totally now surrendered to Naraji, because Naraji brought the dead son back to life, he saw, and the statements he heard from him. So now, with great wonder and fully mood of surrender and full of renounced order, Chitraketu Maharaj sat down at the feet of Naraji, and Narad Muni started giving initiation to him, mantra diksha. In the Anga of Bhakti, it is said that the first Anga is to accept a spiritual master, Ado Guru Padasrayam. So first you have to take shelter of a spiritual master. And the second is Diksha Sikhyadi Grahanam. So the same process here we can see. Here, Chitraketu Maharaj never go to source for a spiritual master. He never do any attempt. The spiritual master, they came themselves. That is the special mercy of the Lord. Angira Muni came, then he brought Naraji with him, and they are in his house. They are readily available. And they create the situation. They planned in such a way, create the situation. Now it is totally befitting to accept the Guru and Dikhya also. Then in that situation, Naraji started giving him mantra. That it is called in Bhagavatam Mahavidya. That is 8 verse, the Mahavidya given by Naraji to Chitraketu Maharaj. That 8 verse started from verse 18 to 25. This is the last one. The first one, he gave the mantra ది చతుర్విహాత్మక మంత్ర, ఓం నమోస్తుభ్యం భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ధీమహి ప్రద్యుమ్నాయ అనిరుద్ధాయ నమ సంకర్షణాయ చ. దిస్ ఇస్ ది మంత్ర ది స్టార్ట్స్. సో వెన్ ది ఎక్స్పర్ట్ ఆచార్య గివింగ్ మంత్ర, హీస్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ గివింగ్ మంత్ర, హీ విల్ గివ్ ది మంత్రార్థ ఆల్సో, ది అర్థ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ అండ్ హౌ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ ఇట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. సో దాట్స్ వై దిఖ్యా అండ్ శిఖ్యా, ది సెకండ్ ఫోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్ ఇన్ అంగ, భక్తి అంగ, ఇట్ ఇస్ దిఖ్యా అండ్ శిఖ్యా. ఇమీడియట్లీ యూ టేక్ మంత్ర అండ్ శిఖ్యా, హౌ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ ఇట్, హౌ టు అబ్జర్వ్ ఇట్. సో నారాజీ యాజ్ ఏ గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఆచార్య, ఇమీడియట్లీ హీ గేవ్ ది మంత్ర విత్ ఫుల్ శిఖ్యా. సో దిస్ చతుర్వ్యూహాత్మక మంత్ర హీ గేవ్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ గేవ్ ది సో పవర్ఫుల్ శిఖ్యా అండ్ దాట్ మంత్ర బై విచ్ ది లార్డ్ విల్ ఫోర్స్డ్ టు బి అట్రాక్టెడ్ టు బి మర్సిఫుల్. సో సచ్ ఎ పవర్ఫుల్ మంత్ర హీ గేవ్ అండ్ సచ్ ఎ పవర్ఫుల్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ హీ గేవ్ అండ్ హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ అబౌట్ ది మంత్ర, అబౌట్ ది లార్డ్. ప్రభుపాద్ ఈజ్ మెన్షనింగ్ హియర్ దట్ ఇన్ దిస్ విద్యా గివెన్ బై నారాజీ హీ గేవ్ ది హోల్ కంప్లీట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది కంప్లీట్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్. కంప్లీట్ అబ్సల్యూట్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ వన్ బట్ మానిఫెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ త్రీ పేజ్, బ్రహ్మ, పరమాత్మ అండ్ భగవాన్. సో ఇన్ ది ప్రీవియస్ వర్స్ నారాజీ హాస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ది బ్రహ్మ అండ్ పరమాత్మ ఫీచర్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్. నౌ ది భగవాన్ ఫీచర్, వాట్ ఇస్ ది స్పెషాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ది భగవాన్ ఫీచర్? విదౌట్ భగవాన్ ఫీచర్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్, దేర్ ఇస్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి, బికాజ్ భక్తి మీన్స్ సర్వింగ్, సర్వీస్. బ్రహ్మ హౌ కెన్ యూ సర్వ్? బ్రహ్మ బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్, యూ కెన్ సీ, యూ కెన్ టచ్, యూ కెన్ స్మెల్, యూ కెన్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్, నో ఎక్స్చేంజ్. సో దర్ ఇస్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్ టు బ్రహ్మ, ఓన్లీ రియలైజేషన్, అండర్స్టాండింగ్. సో బట్ నారాజ్ యూ వాంట్ టు గివ్ హిమ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, దట్ ఈస్ సంత భావ్. సో దెన్ పరమాత్మ రియలైజేషన్, ఓకే దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో రియలైజేషన్. పరమాత్మ ఈ సిట్టింగ్ యాజ్ ఎ లోకలైజ్డ్ ఫీచర్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్, హీజ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీవేర్, ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ అండాంతరస్థ పరమాణు చ అంతరస్థం, ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఇన్ ఇవిన్ విత్ ఇన్ ది ఆటమ్. సో హౌ యూ క్యాన్ అన్లెస్ యూ హ్యావ్ సంథింగ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ యూ, హౌ క్యాన్ యూ సర్వ్? యూ క్యాన్ సర్వ్, వీ క్యాన్ సే దాట్ ఐ వాంట్ టు ఫీడ్ ది హోల్ ఇండియా టుడే, ఇట్స్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్. సో హౌ టు సర్వ్ ది పరమాత్మ, ఐ మీన్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్. సో ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఆచార్య నారాజీ, హీ వాంట్ టు గివ్ ది అండర్స్టాండింగ్ స్టార్టింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞాన్ పరమాత్మ రియలైజేషన్, హీ వాంట్స్ టు గివ్ ది ప్యూర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, దాట్స్ హై హీ వాంట్ టు గివ్ ది భగవద్ జ్ఞాన్. భగవాన్ భగవాన్ ఈజ్ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ విత్ హిజ్ సుప్రీం ఫార్మ్, విదౌట్ ఫార్మ్ దర్ ఇస్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ సర్వీస్. సో ఇన్ దాట్ మంత్రార్థ, ఇన్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ మంత్ర, సో హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ సంకర్షణ అండ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ వాట్ ఈజ్ హిజ్ పవర్ అండ్ హిజ్ క్వాలిటీ, ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. సో హియర్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఓం నమో భగవతే హిస్ ప్రయింగ్ ఆఫ్ సెన్సెస్, ఆల్ దీస్ అడ్జెక్టివ్స్ యూస్డ్ హియర్, మహాపురుషాయ, మహానుభావాయ, మహావిభూతిపతయ, ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ దేర్ మస్ట్ బి సమ్ పర్సన్, అదర్వైజ్ హౌ యూ కెన్ అడ్రస్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ టు సంబడి, టు జీరో, నో, టు బ్రహ్మపురం, దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అడ్రస్ ఇట్ పర్సన్. మహాపురుషాయ దట్ మీన్స్ పురుష, మహానుభావాయ హీ హాస్ ది గ్రేట్ రియలైజేషన్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్, మహావిభూతిపతయ హీ ఈస్ ది పర్సన్ హ్యావింగ్ ఫుల్ అపులెన్సెస్ ఆఫ్ సిక్స్ అపులెన్సెస్ ఫుల్ అండ్ సకల సత్వత, దెన్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది ఫీచర్ ఆఫ్ ది సుప్రీం లార్డ్, దెన్ హీ ఈస్ టెలింగ్ దట్ హీ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎలోన్. సకల సత్వత పరిబృఢ నికరకర కమళ కుడ్మలు ఉపలాలిత చరణారవింద జుగల, ఇన్ దిస్ సెంటెన్స్ ఈ సెయింగ్ దాట్ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఇట్ నాట్ జస్ట్ ఎ పర్సన్ హ్యావింగ్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ది సుప్రీం పవర్ ది సుప్రీం ఫార్మ్ సుప్రీం ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్ హీజ్ ఆల్వేజ్ అకంపనీడ్ అండ్ సర్వ్డ్ బై ది ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్ of his pure devotees always. So that is said sakala sattvata paribrudhak nikara. Sakala means the all selected, all the selected best devotees, best selected devotees, and they are together. They are not one devotee, they are together. Together kara kamala kudma kudmalo upalalita charanarvinda jugala, but all these devotees, they want to serve with their hand. Not only hand, their hand serve because they are all purest form. Their hand is fully purified. That's why it is said kara kamala, their hands are just lotus like hand. And in the lotus like hand, the kudmala means the bud. They are so soft, like bud stage of the flower. Their fingers like that, like buds. And in that lotus bud like fingers and the hands, they are serving, all of them, they are serving upalalita, very softly they are massaging, very softly they are massaging. What they are massaging? Na charanarvinda jugala. You have lotus feet, that's what they are massaging. Very carefully, very softly, all these best devotees of the universe, they together with their best effort, best attempt, with very carefully, very softly, they are trying to massage your lotus feet. So that is the scene. The supreme, supermost power, the supreme personality of Godhead, with all his knowledge, understanding, power, opulence, is there. He is not there alone. He is with all the selected best devotees of the universe. And what they are doing? Always, non-stop, they are trying to serve only to your lotus feet and try to massage it. So here also, by that Naraji also instructing that you should have that service attitude too. Unless the attitude of service is there, you can't have any success. So that's why I used to say the devotees, that when you are coming to Krishna consciousness, we should have the proper attitude. Why we are here? So that attitude of gratitude, the attitude of service, if it is not there, then everything is spoiled. So that's what he is teaching. That we want to achieve your goal, then you should have that service attitude. All these best, among all the devotees, the selected, the best devotees, they are so carefully, so highly alert, and they are serving with their best effort. So that service attitude should be there. Charanarvinda jugala. That's why that you should have desire to serve the lotus feet of the Lord also. If you can't serve the lotus feet, then you say, oh, how can I serve? You are saying Lord is Mahabhibhuti Pataye Mahapurusaya Mahanubhavaya. I am nowhere. I am just a weekend before I was crying and dying and with millions of wives and with king. Too much. How can I be able to serve? So that's why Naraji is saying, don't worry for that. You are not competent enough. You are not fit. You have no fitness. But don't think that Lord is unfit to allow you to serve. There he is saying, the Lord is sarva samartha. Sarva samartha means kartum akartum anyatha akartum samartham. He can do everything. Everything which is possible, everything which is not possible, he can make it possible. That is the power. So just depend upon his power. He can do everything possible, everything not possible also he can do. That is the power of the Lord. So even if you are not competent at all, but for him to make you competent is not a big thing. There is a saying, mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim yat krupatam ahang bande sri guru dinatarinam. Mukam karoti vachalam, if somebody is not able to speak anything, dumb. If by the grace of, not by the grace of Lord, just by the grace of the devotee of the Lord, యూ కెన్ స్పీక్ లైక్ స్పీకర్. ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం. ఏ లేమ్ పర్సన్ హీ క్యాన్ వాక్, హీ క్యాన్ వాక్ సో ఫాస్ట్ దట్ హీ కెన్ క్రాస్ ది మౌంటైన్ జస్ట్ బై ది మర్సీ ఆఫ్ ది డివోటీ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్. వాట్ టు స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ ది మర్సీ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్. సో దాట్ ఈస్ ది పవర్. సో డోంట్ వరీ ఫర్ యువర్ ఫిట్నెస్, జస్ట్ ట్రై టు మెయింటైన్ ది అటిట్యూడ్ ఆఫ్ సర్వీస్. వీ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ దాట్. దాట్స్ వై ఆల్ ఆర్ ఆచార్యస్ దే ఆర్ ప్రేయింగ్ టు ది లార్డ్. దాట్ ఈస్ ది సూపర్ మోస్ట్ ప్రేయర్ ఎ డివోటీ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఇన్ ది భజన్ ఆఫ్ దట్ రాధాకృష్ణ ప్రాణం వరో జుగల కిషోర్ నరోత్తమ్ దాస్ ఠాకూర్ అండ్ ది లాస్ట్ లైన్ హీస్ ప్రేయింగ్ ఫర్ దాట్. హట్ దట్ లైన్ సేవా అభిలాష సేవా అభిలాష కరే నరోత్తమ దాస్. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభుర్ దాసర్ అనుదాస్ సేవా అభిలాష కరే మాగే నరోత్తమ దాస్. హీ వాంట్స్ టు బికమ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుర్ దాసర్ అనుదాస్. అండ్ వై యూ బికమ్ దాసర్ అనుదాస్? వాట్ ఈజ్ యువర్ ప్లాన్? నా ఐ వాంట్ టు గెట్ దాట్ మర్సీ. వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ మర్సీ? దట్ ఐ వాంట్ ది సర్వీస్ యాటిట్యూడ్. ఐ వాంట్ టు ప్రే ఫర్ దాట్ ఓన్లీ, సేవా అభిలాష్. బికాస్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ వీఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ ప్రేయింగ్ డే అండ్ నైట్. వీఆర్ కమింగ్ టు టెంపుల్, ది మెయిన్ ఎజెండా ఇస్ టు ప్రే, టు హ్యావ్ సంథింగ్. బట్ వీ హ్యావ్ వేరియస్ డిఫరెంట్ ప్రేయర్స్. బట్ హియర్ నరోత్తమ్ దాస్ ఠాకూర్ మహాశయ సేయింగ్ ది బెస్ట్ అమంగ్ ది ప్రేయర్స్ టు హ్యావ్ ది యాటిట్యూడ్ టు ప్రే ఫర్ ది గెట్ ది యాటిట్యూడ్ ఆఫ్ సర్వీస్, సర్వీస్ యాటిట్యూడ్, సేవా అభిలాష్. బికాజ్ వీ ఆల్ ఆర్ హియర్, వీఆర్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్ అవర్ కాన్స్టిట్యూషనల్ పొజిషన్ వీఆర్ ఆల్ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్. బట్ వీ ఫర్గెట్ దాట్ అండ్ వీఆర్ ట్రయింగ్ టు ఎంజాయ్ హియర్, ట్రై టు ఎంజాయ్ టు కంపీట్ విత్ ది లార్డ్. సో దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్. దాట్స్ హై వీఆర్ ఇన్ ది జైల్ సఫరింగ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ క్రైమ్ వీఆర్ హియర్. సో ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు కరెక్ట్ అవర్ సెల్ఫ్ దెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు దాట్ ఎంజాయింగ్ మూడ్, అటిట్యూడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్, దట్ భోగ అభిలాష. దట్ ఎంజాయింగ్ మూడ్ ఈజ్ ఫుల్ ఫ్రమ్ అవర్ టప్ టు బటమ్, ఎవ్రీ హెయిర్ ఇన్ అవర్ బడీ దట్ భోగ అభిలాష్ ఈజ్ ఫుల్. హౌ టు ఎంజాయ్, వేర్ టు ఎంజాయ్? సో దాట్ భోగ అభిలాష్ షుడ్ బి ట్రాన్స్ఫర్డ్. యూ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ ఇట్ అవుట్ అండ్ పుట్ సేవా అభిలాష్. సో అన్లెస్ అండ్ అంటిల్ యూ హ్యావ్ దిట్ సర్వీస్ అటిట్యూడ్ దట్ సేవా అభిలాష్, వీ కెనాట్ పర్ఫార్మ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. డివోషన్ మీన్స్ దాట్స్ ఎ ప్రభుపాద్ ది ఆచార్య హీ ట్రాన్స్లేట్ ది వర్డ్ భక్తి నాట్ యాజ్ డివోషన్. ఇట్స్ ఎ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ డివోషన్. దాట్ ఈస్ ఎ పర్ఫెక్ట్ మీనింగ్, డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. సర్వీస్ షుడ్ బి దేర్. సో దాట్స్ ఎ ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ సర్వీస్ యాటిట్యూడ్ దెన్ హౌ క్యాన్ యూ పర్ఫార్మ్ డివోషన్? సో దాట్స్ వై నారజీ టీచింగ్ ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ ఫేజ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ మహావిద్య ఈ సింగ్ యూ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ డిజైర్ టు సర్వ్ అండ్ వేర్ టు సర్వ్, హౌ టు సర్వ్. నా ఆల్ దీస్ డివోటీ దే ఆర్ సర్వింగ్. ప్రభుపాద్ ఇన్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఇస్ మెన్షనింగ్ దట్ ది డివోటీస్ దోస్ హు ఆర్ సర్వింగ్ ది లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్, ది డివోటీస్ హ్యావ్ ఆల్సో దే హ్యావ్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. దే ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ దే ఆర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ టు. సో ఇఫ్ యూ క్యానాట్ సర్వ్ ది లార్డ్స్ లోటస్ ఫీట్, ఫర్గెట్. యూ కెన్ జస్ట్ సర్వ్ ది లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ది డివోటీ. దాట్స్ ఆల్సో వెరీ పవర్ఫుల్. దాట్స్ ఆల్సో వెరీ పవర్ఫుల్. అండ్ కృష్ణ ఆల్సో ఇన్ స్క్రిప్చర్ డిక్లారింగ్ దట్ ఈఫ్ సంబడి సేయింగ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు సర్వ్ యూ, ఐ వాంట్ టు బి యువర్ డివోటీ, ఐ ఆమ్ యువర్ డివోటీ, ఐఎమ్ యువర్ సర్వెంట్, కృష్ణుడు హూ ఆర్ యూ? ఫర్గెట్. ఈ రిజెక్టింగ్ సో నో, యూ కాంట్ సచ్. దట్ ఈస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్. వీ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ ఆర్ ఎనీ పవర్ టు సర్వ్ ది లార్డ్. నో, వీ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ ఎలిజిబిలిటీ టు సర్వ్ ది లార్డ్. ఇన్ బ్రహ్మ సంహిత బ్రహ్మాజీ సేయింగ్ లక్ష్మీ సహస్ర శత సంభ్రమ సభ్యమానం ద థౌజండ్స్ అండ్ థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ గడెస్ ఆఫ్ ఫర్చ్యూన్ లక్ష్మీ దే ఆర్ ఇన్ లైన్ టు సర్వ్ ది లార్డ్ ఇన్ అవ అండ్ రివరెన్స్ బట్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ గెటింగ్ ఛాన్స్. జస్ట్ కంపేర్ హూ వీఆర్, హౌ క్యాన్ యూ థింక్ ఆఫ్ సర్వ్ ది లార్డ్? అండ్ లార్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్
he is Atmaram, Aptakam. He doesn't have any desire. He doesn't need anything. So if somebody doesn't have any desire, no need, how can you serve him? He said, no, I don't need. What can he do? Neither he wants something, nor we have any eligibility. So how can a service will happen? So this service can only take place if somebody wanting service and you have capacity to serve it, serve him. So that is only can material can possible in the case of a devotee. The devotee of the Lord, they are not like Lord, but they can considered as Lord. They can be considered as Lord. Sakhyat haritvena samasta sastre. All the scriptures, they are saying that the Guru is as good as Lord. Kintu prabhurjaya priya eva tasya, but he is not the Lord. He is a dear devotee of the Lord, a dear servant of the Lord. He is the servant Lord and he is servital Lord. So, if we have desire not to serve Lord, but to serve the devotees of the Lord, that is possible. We can do that and we have that power also. So then Lord will be pleased. That's why he is mentioning the devotees who have also lotus feet. Why devotees have lotus feet? We want only to serve something lotus. We don't want something full of thorns and corns, nothing like that. I don't know. So, the Lord has Charana Kamala, Charanaravinda Jugala. So, okay, that is very soft. We don't have any problem to serve there. And we have no power to serve there. So, what to do? No, don't become hopeless. Those devotees they are serving, they also have lotus feet. So, desire to serve that also. Desire to serve the lotus feet of the devotees. That's why every day morning in the Guru Vandana, in the first line we are singing Sri Guru Charana Padma. That is also Padma, Charana Kamal. Kevala Bhakati Sadma. That is treasure house of the devotion. Bande Mohi Savadhan. Be very careful, very attentive. Very carefully try to serve it. Because you can serve it only. And you can please him, you can displease him. You can please and displease, it is up to you now. So that's why be very careful. Be very careful. So the best devotees who are engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord, they have also lotus feet. And if we can desire to serve them, oh, they may not accept our service. Because they are too much busy in the service in the Lord. They are so humble. They will never accept us, our service, not ours, us, our, as our servant, as their servant. So then they are saying, just like the Lord is kartum, akartum, anyatha, akartum, samartha, he is sarva samartha. He can do possible, impossible, possible also. Similarly, the pure devotees of the Lord, they are also having that power. By the grace of the Lord, they can do that too. They can also empower you. And practically you can see in this, Narad Muni just complete his teachings here. His Dikya ceremony over by now. This verse is last. And then Sukadev Goswami started speaking. Then what happened? Now then, Chitraketu Maharaj very seriously, become so serious. Though the spiritual master Naraji and Nangira, both of them, they went to Brahmaloka. But Chitraketu Maharaj became so serious and started practicing this mantra, sadhana. He started so seriously that sadhana, just even a week, within a week, he achieved the result. That is depend upon the degree of surrender and seriousness. So, why he become so serious, so surrendered? Because the position was like that. He was now no more a king, having no son, no wife, nothing. when that kind of vairagya. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's one project is vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam sikhyartham ekam purusham puranam. This purana purusa appeared as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? He wants to teach the knowledge of renunciation, vairagya vidya, with nija bhakti yoga. So vairagya vidya and nija bhakti, this is two mission of the Lord. This is his sikhya. So Naraji is doing same thing. He just create that opportunity for him. Angira gave a son to him, and this and took the son and bring the son back to life again, and by that he became so amazed, he became so renounced. So by that the thinking comes like that, that if we want to make somebody transform, change, then we should have ability to create renunciation within him. So how to create renounce? That is up to the time, place and circumstances. That here he was very much wanting a son, and they gave a son and take the son out. Finish. So depending upon the circumstances, time and place, so the expert picture, they can handle the situation in this way, that they can create the renounce order with the person. And when he is fully in renounce, then you have give a stroke. Just like the iron rod is red hot, just one stroke is enough to make it bend. Otherwise, when it is not red hot position, you hammer it, may your hand may get bent, but it will not affect in it. No effect in it. But when it is in that red position, just one stroke is enough. So you can see Naraji, just one lesson is enough and make him so serious. And for him it is 1 week is enough. So that kind of dikhya and sikhya and that kind of sadhana, we can see the exemplary in Chitraketu's character. Chitraketu's character. Not only that, even the Chitraketu in future, he will commit again some offense or something like that, become asura. But that also, Vrutasura himself is admitting that this is also mercy of the Lord. If I become a sadhaka and try to, in the power of my practice and sadhana, I want to go to the Lord's abode, it will take many, 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 many lifetimes, many, many times, a long time. It's a long time, long project. But if you want to draw special mercy, then that's why he's saying this is special mercy. When Vrutasura was discussing with Indra, he said, do you think that Lord become merciful to you? He told you the formula, how I can be killed? Now, yes, he told me only. No, you foolish. You don't know. He told you to kill me because he want to take me back as soon as possible. That's why. So that's why here it is said that sakala sattvata paribrudha nikaraka, that all the selected best devotees of the universe. So we can see in this fifth canto, we can see this Sankarsana Deva, Nidhi Upasya Deva, the Lord worship of that mantra, Sankarsana mantra Naraji gave to Chitraketu Maharaj. So you can see the senior devotee, the senior servant of the Sankarsana Devi is the Lord Shankar himself. Bhagavan Rudra Mahadev is the supermost devotee of the Sankarsana. He is always serving Lord Sankarsana, always in his dhyana. So that's why Naraji is telling all these supermost devotees, like Vaishnavanang Jatha Sambhu. Sambhu and his category, these people, they are engaged in serving the Supreme Lord. So you should desire to serve them and serve the Supreme Lord. So when somebody having the proper mood of service, then started sadhana, then chanting, then it will have proper effect. There is a verse where it is said, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grahyam Indriyai, that this holy name of the Lord, it is so pure and powerful that it will never ever happen that our impure senses can able to take it. Atha Sri Krishna Nama Adi Na Bhavet Grahyam Indriyai. By our imperfect and impure senses, we can never ever do sadhana of that. We can chant this name, pure name. No, it is not possible. So then, you are saying, Atha Nama Adi. So we can take our senses, all the sense organs, they are so impure and imperfect. We can't take the Lord's pure name. They are pure and perfect. We can't take. Na bhavet grahyam indriyai. So then we are hopeless. What should we do then? Then the second line is saying, Sevan mukhehi jivhado swayam eva spurati yatha. If you become seva unmukha, you will have developed a desire to serve. And how to serve, with so many service, where, how, when, will forget. Start the attitude of service through your tongue. You don't have to invest something, you don't have to do much labor, nothing. Just jivha, engage your tongue. Jivha adi ado, in the beginning. Tad nama grahana adi bhi. Just try to chant the names by your tongue. When you desire to serve, just by using our tongue, sevan unmukha jivha ado, then what will happen? When you will develop the desire to serve in a menial way, just to chant, just remember and utter his name through your tongue, then swayam eva spurati adha, then that supreme, powerful, super pure, that name of the Lord, which is none different from Lord, that manifest by his own potency, not by your potency, by his own potency it will manifest. Swayam eva spurati, it will come into your tongue and you can able to chant it. So unless, that's also he is saying, unless you have that desire to service attitude not there, then that chanting is also not chanting. You can't chant properly also. Unless seva bhavana, unless the attitude of service is there, you can't chant also properly. So that's why Naraji, when he is completing his teachings, his sanskar, his mantra diksha, at the end he is giving the full parichaya of the Lord, complete understanding. The complete parichaya of the Lord is the Bhagavan feature. It is the complete one. Not and Bhagavan, and why Bhagavan feature? The Bhagavan feature of the Lord, we can serve him. There is a chance of service. And not only chance, there is devotees are already serving. They are already engaged. You can see they are serving. And by seeing, you should develop a desire and try to serve. If you can't able to do serve directly, do it indirectly. But service is required. So somehow or other, seva and sadhana, this is required. So that's what here he said, that he gave the mood of service and how to service. The way of service also. So by getting this perfect understanding and instruction, Chitraketu Maharaj became success within a week. I'm serious. So this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurusaya Mahanubhavaya, the Lord is addressed as Parama Parameshti. He is saying Parama Parameshti, that's what it is. Because even if sometimes we see that we are not competent enough, we have no capacity, to forget, because he is Parama and Parameshti. He is super powerful and Sarva Samartha Parameshti. So for him, it is not a big thing to make you able. If you are unable, he can make you able. But sometimes the devotees is thinking, oh, I don't know harmonium, I don't know mridang, I don't know how to sing, I can't speak proper English, I can't chant Sanskrit verses, I don't know grammar. So how can I do service? Forget it. Whatever power and position given by him, he knows. The Lord knows what qualification you have, what power you have. He knows. He is the super knower. He knows. So just whatever you have, just try to engage that in his service. Then if he likes, he can enlarge it like anything, or diminish it, or keep it, whatever. But the crux of the matter is that whatever we have little bit, we should have a proper desire and mood to engage it in the service of the Lord. That is the point here. If you don't have that mood, then nothing will happen. So that's the essence of the Narada Muni's teaching, and is giving this mantra, a mantra with fully understanding and elaborately, and then is giving attitude of service and telling you directly, do this sadhana with service mood, service attitude. That's how the mercy of the Lord. And if sometimes we think that how Naraji and Angiraji came, that he never call him, Chitrakut Maharaj never call him, come here and do something, give lesson, I want to meet you. No, nothing like that. They came by themselves. They came by themselves. That is the special mercy of the Lord. Special mercy of the Lord. And how come this special mercy of the Lord is happening? Somewhere in the verse number, 26, you will see that some qualities in Chitrakut Maharaj was there. That qualities, by that the Lord himself thought, no, he is a proper candidate, I should help him. So somehow or other, we are nowhere, we can't compete ourselves with Chitrakutu, nowhere. But still, this word Parameshthina, that is hopeful for us only. That word is giving us hope. One famous kavi in Hindi, he wrote a prayer, one stanza, he is saying that when I heard the Lord's name is Bhakta Vatsala, that he is Bhakta Vatsala, he is only giving his mercy to the devotees, then my heart is breaking. That poet is saying, he is a devotee poet, Bharatendu, Kavi Bharatendu. He said, my heart is breaking. Why? No, I am not a devotee and I can't be a devotee also. I am not at all a devotee and I have no hope that I will become a devotee. And then without becoming a devotee, Lord will not become merciful, Lord will not help me. So that's why my heart is breaking. That useless, hopeless. But then there is another name of the Lord when I see, then I become hopeful. What is that name? That is Patita Pavana. Oh, he is also not only Bhakta Vatsala, he is also Patita Pavana. That is the savior of the fallen soul. So I am in the fallen category, I am there. My name is enlisted in that category, that list. So if he is working there also, so no problem. Now I have hope. So we should be hopeful in this list. Our all names are in the fallen list. So we should not become hopeless. We should become hopeful in this way also. That even if we are totally disqualified, we have no power, nothing, but still Lord has some project also to deal with us. He is Patita Pavan. So then why is not helping? And now we should desire to be helped by him. So then that desire is service attitude. That is there. Unless and until we have this, then we cannot draw the mercy of the devotee or the Lord. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji.
You were mentioning that Chitrakut, you had 100,000 useless millions of wives. So is it irresponsible that all of a sudden he leaves all these protected subordinates to take up a renunciation the Lord Chaitanya told other householders that no, you stay where you are, just serve me and take care of your responsibility. It seemed like maybe Chitraketu was being irresponsible, or maybe Narada Muni was being irresponsible by instigating Chitraketu to give up his responsibilities of all his subordinates.
Yeah, he was a king. He must have proper arrangement for all his wives, for the millions of them. But in Kali Yuga, we are in not that position. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, you take care of your, stay there in your house and chant. Because we are in not that stage, we don't have that power. But Chitraketu Maharaj, he can give each one flat and maintenance FD also. For him it is not impossible. Okay. Anything else? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for your excellent philosophy behind this slope. We have read this slope in IIT during my own class. But
Near.
Yes, it is really very excellent, and I have not heard it before. Now, the resulting thing, these eight slokas, should we recite?
What?
Should we recite?
Should we recite it?
Should we recite? We can recite the first one. You can recite this also. The whole is mantra, starting from verse number 18. Om Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnaya Aniruddhaya Namasankarshanaya Cha. That mantra he is given.
The problem of the different prasana of Narada, which is the best prasana, is it this one?
The whole eight verses. Eight slokas are prasana. Eight slokas are prasana, yeah. If you want to practice for 7 days, you can try. Chitraketu Maharaj did it only drinking water for 1 week. He did the whole day and night, and he has success. So you can try it. Yes.
Thank you for the emphasizing of service attitude.
Yeah.
So I have a doubt, and the doubt is on, I think, in the Madhurya Katabani, Vishwadan Nashakarati, he gave a talk there that we should not involve ourselves in Kutinati. We see that the principle that was used, you know, to get the attention of Chitraketu Maharaj is more like Kutinati. So I don't know if you can comment on this.
Chitraketu Maharaj had Kutinati?
So the principle that was used to get his attention was more like Kutinati.
How? Can you explain it to me?
Kutinati, by giving him some reflection.
Giving him some? You are saying Naraji giving something and take it away. You cannot say that's Kutinati. Anyway, if you think up to you it is Kutinati, but if it results in making somebody to attracted to Krishna and become a pure devotee of Krishna, then you can do that. It is allowed. Okay? That is legal.
Authorized.
Sri Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Samveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.